And after 78 years of keeping our food fresh and taking up lots of space in our cupboards, Tupperware, the US maker of food storage containers, and some of its subsidiaries have filed for bankruptcy. Where did it all start? Where has it all gone wrong? Conor Pope is consumer affairs correspondent with the Irish Times. He's on the line now. Conor, Tupperware, it was founded by a man, but it was pioneered by a woman.
It was, and actually it has a really interesting backstory that a lot of your listeners, and indeed myself, probably wouldn't have been aware of. First off, it's a brand name rather than a product, and a lot of people would have thought it was a noun. So like in the same way that people call them Hoovers when they're not Hoovers. It was set up in 1946 by a man called Earl Tupper, and he really struggled in the first instance because people in America did not know what plastic was, and they did not know what Tupperware was, and they didn't know what they were supposed to do with it. But it wasn't until a woman with the fabulous name of Brownie Wise joined the company in the 50s, who completely transformed it. And she transformed it by introducing Tupperware parties. Now, Tupperware parties sound kind of quaint and old school and even silly in modern Ireland and indeed in the modern world. But the reality is it was an absolutely revolutionary way of selling, because what she did was she recruited this army of women, and it was mostly, if not entirely, made up of women who went door to door and hosted Tupperware parties in the 50s and 60s. So they would bring a group of people from a particular neighbourhood together, they'd all sit down, they'd have maybe a glass of wine or a glass of sherry or punch or whatever it might be, some biscuits, some cake, and she'd sell them Tupperware. And over the 1950s and 60s, the company just exploded, and it grew and grew and grew until, as I say, it became a noun rather than just a simple company. Yeah. And it continued to grow like that for a long period of time, but then, of course, as with everything, it started to struggle in the more modern world, because it had an endless stream of competitors fighting for the same business. And it had to face, in more recent times, higher production costs, because it's basically just a plastic resin. So there was higher production costs, there was higher energy costs, there was higher transportation costs, there was higher wage costs. And as a result of all of those things, it filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last night. Now, actually, it looked like the pandemic was going to save the company, because as you know, and all your listeners will know, we were all baking banana bread during the pandemic, and we'd nowhere to put the banana bread because we weren't going to eat it all. So people were buying Tupperware to put the banana bread and all the other stuff that they were baking. But that pandemic boom proved to be a false dawn, unfortunately, and the company is now, I don't know if it's gone for good yet, but it certainly appears to be at death's door.
And plastic is on the way out generally, isn't it? I mean, in terms of sustainability.
100%. And the thing is, when Tupperware was at its height, plastic was the wunderkind. Everybody loved it. There was no consequences to it. But of course, now we know that plastic is driving the petrochemical industry in the Middle East and in other parts of the world. It's a significant part of the climate crisis, and people are always looking for alternatives. And as a result, you would imagine that in 10, 15, 20 years' time, people will be looking back and scratching their heads and saying, what was this weird plastic box that filled up the top of our fridges and all our cupboards for donkeys years that we never ever used?
Conor, thank you very much indeed. Not forgetting the flexible airtight seal, which was the key to the freshness. All you needed to know about Tupperware in less than 3 minutes. Conor Pope there from the Irish Times. It's a minute to nine.